Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher in sweatpants. Ever feel like your brain's a hamster wheel of negative thoughts? You know, that incessant chatter about what you didn't do right, what could go wrong, or how much better everyone else is doing. Yeah, me too. We live in a world that loves to bombard us with negativity news cycles, social media, even the occasional grumpy barista. But guess what? You don't have to be ruled by those thoughts. That's why we're diving into Stoicism today, because this ancient philosophy has some seriously badass strategies for letting go of negativity and building mental strength like a boss. Stoics believe that happiness doesn't come from external circumstances, but from our own reactions to them. It's about focusing on what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, our responses, and accepting what's outside our realm of influence. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can control whether you bring an umbrella. So, how do we actually let go of those pesky negative thoughts? Here are 5 game-changing strategies straight from the Stoic playbook. 1. Acknowledge and accept. First things first, don't try to suppress or ignore those negative thoughts. They're going to pop up like weeds in your garden. The key is to acknowledge them without judgment. Say to yourself, hey, there you are again, negativity, I see you. This simple act of awareness starts to weaken their grip on you. Question their validity. Once you've acknowledged the thought, ask yourself, is this actually true? Is there evidence to support this claim? Or is it just my brain playing its usual tricks on me? Often, negative thoughts are based on assumptions and distortions, not facts. By challenging their validity, you start to see them for what they really are: just thoughts, not reality. 3. Reframe your perspective. Think of negative thoughts as opportunities for growth. Instead of dwelling on the what-ifs or the should-haves, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger and more resilient? Stoicism teaches us to view challenges as stepping stones on our path to wisdom and virtue. 4. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you're not responsible for everything that happens in your life, but you're responsible for how you react to it. Focus your energy on things within your control, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Let go of the need to control external circumstances, and you'll find yourself feeling much lighter and more at ease. 5. Practice mindfulness. Stoics were big proponents of living in the present moment. When negative thoughts creep in, gently guide your attention back to what you're experiencing right now: your senses, your breath, your surroundings. This practice helps to anchor you in reality and reduce the power those nagging thoughts have over you. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? You know, that feeling like the universe is conspiring against you. I remember this one time. I was running late for a meeting, spilled coffee all over myself, and my car wouldn't start. Talk about a recipe for disaster. But instead of letting those setbacks ruin my entire day, I took a deep breath, remember these search strategies, and decided to focus on what I could control, getting to that meeting as quickly as possible. I called a cab, brushed myself off, and made it to the meeting just in time. The moral of the story? Even when life throws you curveballs, remember that you have the power to choose your response. By practicing these Stoic strategies, you can learn to let go of negativity, build resilience, and navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these strategies into your daily life. Notice those negative thoughts when they arise, challenge their validity, reframe your perspective, focus on what you can control, and practice mindfulness. You'll be amazed at how much lighter and more empowered you feel. Remember, everyone experiences negativity, but it doesn't have to define you. Choose to rise above it, cultivate inner strength, and live a life filled with purpose and joy. Until next time, keep on wisdom warring.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.